Okay.
Hello everyone, my name is Mbuyiseni Ndlozi. I'm the national spokesperson of the EFF, and thank you all for being here. I'm going to give the commander-in-chief and the president to make a statement following the court proceedings today. Okay. And then we'll take no more than 5 questions after. I'm sure you can appreciate that there's a lot of noise, so we don't want to, you know, tamper with that. So please prepare yourselves, know the question you're going to ask immediately after. We take no more than 5 and then we'll conclude in that way. President.
Just give us 2 seconds, please.
I'll just run these 2 seconds, okay?
Two seconds
is done. Okay, we're ready. Thanks, President.
Thank you very much. I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody else who supported me during these difficult times. I know very well that the outcomes of the court today means that at any time the state can reinstate charges against me. But I stand before all of you, an innocent man without a dark cloud over my head, that the state has failed for a very long time to bring their case before court. And the judge says to them, had they speeded up the trial and gave us an opportunity to answer for allegations, wouldn't be where we are today. The state has never been ready with charges against me. I was charged during the strikes in the mines after I was expelled from the ANC. And the charges against me was an attempt to silence me. And they did that in 2012. Till to date, they never brought a case before court. Now, accused number 5 said he was sick and not able to attend the proceedings. The state wanted to use the sickness of accused number 5 to then get a postponement, because their request to proceed in the absence of accused number 5, they knew it is illegal. Because in South Africa, there is no individual who can be trialed in his absence. They knew very well that their request to continue with a trial of accused number 5 in his absence without him pleading, it will not be accepted by the court, and therefore wanted the court to grant a postponement because they are never ready. I said to them, separate me from accused number 5 and trial me now. A judge says, if I had the powers to separate them, I would have used it. Separate them and trial them. But since you have not made any application to have them trialed separately, I have no application before me, therefore I will not consider separating them. I gave the state a practical option. They did not use it. Why they did not use it? Because they do not have a case against me. They want postponement after postponement, so that I become a citizen in South Africa with a permanent dark cloud over my head. And the courts of South Africa are not meant for that. They are meant to ensure that everyone is protected and enjoys the rights as enshrined in the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. I want to thank everyone who stood by me and believed in my innocence. The judge said I'm free, and South Africa should know from today that I'm free. And on Thursday, I will be in Parliament. Zuma will know us better, because we are free. We are free to be parliamentarians. We are free to execute any responsibility given to us by our people. There are no allegations, none whatsoever. But I know, because we are dealing with dogs, they are going to manufacture something new. They are free to do that. Let them manufacture whatever new charges against me. They will never win in a neutral court of law. I thank the supporters of the EFF and all South Africans who have always said, you are innocent until proven otherwise. I thank the leadership of the EFF for having stood by me up until we came to the conclusion of this matter. I want to thank my family, my grandmother in particular, who stood by me and always emphasized that I'm innocent and I've got nothing to worry about. I'm still standing today because of those simple words, yet very courageous. And I knew coming from her, it is genuine and it is true that indeed she believes in my innocence. I want to thank my wife and all of those family members who came here to support me. I said to my wife, you don't have to accompany me to court. We are not celebrities. We are political activists. I'm facing a persecution which must not suspend your life. You continue with your job. I will handle this one. My aunts are here today. They are here. Can you create a space for them? They've all refused to go to work. I said to them, they must go to work. They don't take instructions. Raise your hands so they can see. They've been here with me throughout from the first day up until today. Yesterday, I said to them, they must not come. And they went to have a WhatsApp chat and decided they are coming with or without my permission. That's what parents do. They always stand with their kids during difficult moments. They've been there. This one is the elder sister of my mother, who's no more. And these are the younger sisters of my mother. There's a delegate. They are a delegation sent here by my grandmother. I've got my brothers as well, who are amongst the people who came here, and they've always been with me during this difficult time. I'm happy. I'm free. Let me do my work, the work of representing the poor of the poorest. I'll continue to do it with no fear. We are happy. The people who drafted the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, we want to thank them. They created three legs of the state, the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary. The executive is compromised, is no more, is dead. The legislature in the form of parliament is compromised, it's no more. We are only left with the judiciary. The judiciary is the only leg of the state which keeps this country together. Without the judiciary, we will be in a banana republic today. The judges are refusing to be manipulated by the ruling party. They consider the matters before them all the time. We thank them. We thank the Chief Justice for protecting our judiciary and continuing to ensure that the judges are not playing a political role. Those judges that play a political role, few of them, they must be ashamed that majority of our judges continue to be sober. It's not an easy decision for a judge to rule against the state in favor of Julius Malema, especially when they are facing an attack from the ANC and its tripartite alliance. Even when they are attacked in the manner they are being attacked, they are still fearless. They are still doing their job without fear and favor. We must be happy that those who created our constitution had a foresight, they had a vision, and we are benefiting from that vision. Thank you, South Africa.
Okay, quick one. Let me recognize you. This is a very organized press briefing. So Tula Sizwe, EWN 3. Are there any more questions? Those will be the only questions.
Julius, may I suggest to you that this is perhaps not the best outcome for you? Would you have not preferred for the allegations to be tested in a court of law? And surely it is by no fault of your own that they were not. But, you know, what remains is that the allegations have been thrown out there. The various reports, for instance, the forensic audit report of PwC is out there. It will remain an allegation against you that has now not been tested in court.
Well, allegations must be tested in court, and the court must be neutral. And the process towards testing those allegations, it has to be fair, it has to be legal. You cannot agree to illegal activities to justify or expect a proper legally sound outcome. If the process is rotten, even at the end, whatever outcome, it will be a rotten outcome. So it is in the interest of the judiciary that all of us have a speedy trial. And the state has delayed that and would have wished to have an opportunity to answer to each and every allegation put before us, before a neutral court of law. Unfortunately, the state messed up its own case. And what remains is those allegations which are not tested before court. It comes with the territory of life. It has to be accepted. Life moves on.
Mr. Malema, do you still believe that some of these charges were politically motivated? You've been saying that from the very beginning. Do you believe that that is the case?
Absolutely. If you have a solid legal case and you are not used by politicians to persecute an individual they disagree with, you will bring that matter before court. And the process towards bringing that matter before court, it doesn't take this long. The facts are there, the law is there, you just take the matter before court. But if it's a political case, you always run out of facts. And you know that for me to appear before the court with this non-existent effect, I'm going to embarrass myself. So what do? You always run away from the court, but leave your accused with a dark cloud. There's no dark cloud hanging over my head today. If they want to bring it, let them bring it afresh. I'm not scared of them. I'm ready for them.
Yeah.
If the state doesn't bring these charges back, would you consider the saving route as a way of maybe finishing this and closing it once for it?
I don't know. I don't know civil action. I don't know how it works. I don't know anything about the law. I will be commenting on things that I do not know. The lawyers, if there is any recourse available in the laws of South Africa, the lawyers will advise us and say, this is the road to take. The judge made it very clear. They can reinstate the charges anytime they want. I say to you, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for anything. I'm ready for death. I'm ready for charges. I'm ready for freedom of my people. So I do not care what they do. All what matters now is that I'm free to go and represent my people as an innocent man.
How do you feel about the fact that part of this case, which is now not gone to court, which is has been struck off the road, was based on some of the investigatory work that had been done in the assets forfeiture unit application that led to some of your property being seized? Do you feel hard done by that information, which has now not been able to be tested here, was used to take some of your property?
My brother, I've been a victim of the ANC regime for a very long time. It's not only the NPA. SARS has taken properties from me. And when they challenged me to court, they arrived at court and ran away. And the NPA took properties from me. And when they were challenged to court, they arrived at court and they are forever not ready to proceed with prosecution. They've taken my life 10 years backward. I would have been far as an individual. My family would be in a much, much more better position. All those things were taken from me through an illegal process because they were pursuing a political agenda. But I'm saying it comes with the territory. This is a price I said I'm prepared to pay if when I joined the struggle. And it's not the end of it. It's going to happen. Many of us are going to be accused. Many of us, there's going to be an attempt on our lives. Many of us are going to be tricked into doing wrong things. We just have to ensure that we look after ourselves and we do not make friends with people who are not respecting the law, and always ensure that we exist within the confines of the law so that we disarm our enemies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Have yourself a great week. Meet you on Thursday in Parliament.